Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I am now officially a believer in this current Carolina team. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. When the season began, I thought the Tar Heels could be pretty good. Not quite as good as last year's NCAA down to the last 4 seconds finalists, mind you, but close. The reasons being that Bryce Johnson and Marcus Paige could not be replaced by anyone on the 2016-17 roster. Turns out the whole dadgum roster is doing it. The Tar Heels notched their 19th win by routing a dangerous and athletic Virginia Tech team in the Smith Center. Whether or not it happens, Roy Williams' 14th Carolina club indeed could be that 4.7 seconds better than a year ago, for the following reasons that don't even include scoring machines Justin Jackson and Joel Berry. The Tar Heels ended the game best in the nation in rebounding, offensive rebounds and rebound margin at a plus 14.2. They outboarded the Hokies 43-22 and grabbed 19 offensive rebounds, which was one more than Virginia Tech's total off the defensive glass. That resulted in 22 more shots and 20 second chance points, the 12th time this season and the 6th time in the last 7 games UNC has scored at least 20 points off offensive boards. Kennedy Meeks posted his 8th double-double of the season with 15 points and 14 rebounds, 7 and 7 of each backboard. He leads a bunch of ball-hungry Hawks, their hands on everything. Assuming Theo Pinson's rolled right ankle is not serious, Carolina now has a deep and athletic rotation that goes 9 deep in guys who average double-digit minutes, plus freshman Seventh Woods and Brandon Robinson at just under 10 a game. Before leaving the floor and not returning until the final minutes, Pinson exploded off the bench for a near-perfect 6 minutes that included 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal, and no turnovers. He shot and made 1 regular basket and 1 3-pointer. Theo has made a huge difference. He can be the missing catalyst that carries the rest of these lethal weapons to defense of their ACC regular season and tournament titles and all the way back to the Final Four and championship game. I, for one, never thunk it. This is Archansky. See ya.